Hello, you are listening to Raider Radio on KKRN 88.5 FM, Bella Vista in Round Mountain. I'm Carissa Tariba, a senior and ASB president at Burney High School. Once a month, a group of Burney High School leadership students will be updating the community on events happening around town, coordinated or hosted by Burney High School, as well as offering a series of segments from the students and popular songs among the youth of today. First up this evening, we have Billy Covert here to tell us a little bit about the FNL Club at BHS. Welcome, Billy.
Thank you, Carissa. Hi, my name is Billy Covert, and I am a junior at Burney High School. Our Friday Night Life Club, or FNL Club, picks a focus every year ranging from driving distracted to current fads among students at our high school or other schools. This year, our focus will be on e-cigarettes and the new fad of vaping. Vaping was advertised when it first came out as a safe alternative to smoking and made to help people quit smoking. A study was conducted with the Huffington Post that showed that nearly one-fifth of high school students have actually used an e-cigarette. Another study asked parents to point out the e-cigarette out amongst a box of pens, and no one was able to identify them. These harmful devices that are said to be worse than cigarettes are slowly making a move and becoming a very big thing in high schoolers and adult lives. Even though this fad is not popular or even seen at Burney High School, we would still like to get the word out on the dangers of e-cigarettes before people decide to try it.
That's very interesting, Billy. Can you walk us through the process of how the FNL Club chose vaping as their topic this year?
Well, Carissa, every other Wednesday we have meetings during lunch, and at the beginning of every year, we come together and discuss what we would like to focus on. This year, two of our members of the club, Jessica Thompson and Paige Smith, went to the Youth Traffic Safety Summit with hundreds of other FNL groups discussing topics like the one we chose this year. While they were there, they talked about the e-cigarettes, and they thought it would be a perfect topic for our focus.
Thank you, Billy. The Raider winter sports seasons have come to a close. Our junior varsity girls and boys basketball teams both had seasons of valuable experience playing the sport, and our varsity teams displayed great sportsmanship and attitude all throughout their seasons. Our varsity girls made it to the first round of the Division 6 playoffs on February 24th, when they played Big Valley in the Raiders' home gym. We beat the Cardinals and advanced to the second round on February 26th, playing a tough game against the Loyalton Grizzlies in Loyalton that ended our season. We were very happy with the way we played this year. With the end of winter sports, the spring sports seasons will now be starting. Our track team is ready to bring home more league wins this year, practicing out on the football field every day after school. Our baseball and softball teams are also getting work in on the field, prepping for preseason. We have our first home games on March 4th. You can support our Raiders softball and baseball teams at these games on our home field. We, as athletes, are ready to find victory within our spring sports and bring Raider pride to our school. Up next, I have Kayla Henderson in the studio to discuss a senior project with one of the members of the class of 2016. Welcome, Kayla. Would you please introduce our listeners to your guest?
Thank you, Carissa. Hi, I am Kayla Henderson, and I am here with Katie Young. Hello, Katie.
Hey, Kayla.
So, let's just get started. What was your senior project?
I hosted a talent show for the elementary students at Burney Elementary School.
Who was your mentor?
My mentor was Valdana Cordell.
What experiences did you learn through your senior project?
I learned that I stress over very minor things, and sometimes I need to just relax and let it be.
How can you apply those experiences to life?
Well, I'm sure many stressful experiences will come my way, and hopefully I'll be able to manage that better in the future.
What advice would you give to upcoming seniors attempting their senior project?
I would say just have fun and don't wait last minute to do any of it.
Did you face any challenges?
Yeah, I did.
What were they?
I was not able to get a hold of Larry Goza, who was supposed to do my sound and lights until the night of the show.
What was your topic of your senior project paper?
The topic of my paper was whether performing as a child negatively affects the child's upbringing.
Why did you choose this senior project?
I knew it would be a challenge in more ways than one, and I wanted to learn something from the experience. And with that said, I know I chose the right project.
How many participants did you have in your talent show?
There was 35 participants altogether with 15 acts.
And what kind of acts did you see?
Most of the kids did a song and dance, but there were a few who did different things. There was a comedy show, and one kid even did, he played a violin.
Alrighty, thank you. Back to you, Krissa.
Thank you, Kayla, and thank you for joining us today, Katie. Congratulations on the success of your senior project as well. To kick off tonight's set list on Raider Radio, we have A Principal's Choice by our very own Mr. Guerrero. Our first song is Roots by Imagine Dragons. If you're just tuning in, that was Roots by Imagine Dragons on Raider Radio, KKRN 88.5 FM. As a senior this year, I have been required to meet many deadlines. Deadlines for scholarship opportunities, college applications, and assignments. I have learned the hard way that procrastination is never a good idea. Though it may feel like putting something off will bring no harm to you, because you'll get it in eventually, this thought process is unhealthy. If you wait until the day before a project or assignment is due, the quality of your work is at risk of greatly decreasing compared to what it would have measured up to if you had the chance to work diligently on it. I have learned to always start on a project right when I have the chance in order to obtain the best results possible. This way, I can take my time making sure every sentence or detail is the best I can make it, rather than hastily typing a few paragraphs the night before I have to mail or turn in the paper at hand. However, I also find that when I get something done early, just for the sake of getting it over with, my work quality can decrease due to me rushing myself, and I am left feeling restless, waiting for another task to arrive. It is good to find a happy medium between not waiting until the last minute, but also allowing yourself to take the time to get a project or assignment done properly. Billy, would you like to add your two cents on the topic?
Sure, Carissa. Most people, like myself, push things off until the very last minute and then stress about it the day before it needs to be done. Most people try to get their hardest to get rid of this awful habit, but find themselves always waiting. Even though procrastination may seem right, it may affect you in negative ways. People that tend to procrastinate are more stressed than people that do not. I asked other students what side effects there are to procrastinating, and some said that when they procrastinate, they tend to sleep less because they find themselves up till late hours of the night or early hours of the morning. Students also said they tend to score less on assignments when they procrastinate than they normally do. A blog called Study Right stated that when you procrastinate on something, that you are actually spending more time on the assignment than you would have if you would have not procrastinated. Back to you, Carissa.
Thank you for your insight, Billy. This year, the junior high grades have gotten involved in the Positive Action Program. Taught by Mr. Tate, our younger students have a different lesson every week that has a theme revolving around making our school environment better. The program's purpose is to show our junior high students how to properly treat others and be considerate of those around them at an earlier stage of high school, so that they can go throughout the rest of their careers at BHS in a positive and friendly learning environment. I am a student member of the Burney High School SBCC meetings and have heard Mr. Tate and our vice principal, Mrs. Torgrimson, report on the not only noticeable but also positive impact this newly implemented program has made within our junior high hallways and community. I feel that this program is such a cool and unique way to sort of raise our younger peers within the school to be good people and support each other. It definitely differs from a bullying culture that can be found throughout so many other high schools. Not only do the junior high students benefit from this program, but we, as high schoolers, hear the weekly lessons and questions to think about through our daily bulletin in the mornings. This includes several questions about the topic that assist us in self-reflection and the consideration of others. This program has had wonderful effects on our school already, and I just know that Burney High will continue to fill with students who are kind and respectful to one another. Again, if you are just joining us, you are listening to Raider Radio on KKRN 88.5 FM Bella Vista in Round Mountain. I'm Carissa Tariba, and I am here with Paige Smith to discuss the progress of Burney High School's Daughters of the American Revolution Good Citizen. Hello, Paige.
Hi, Carissa. Today I'm here to talk to you about our school's recent candidate for the 2016 Daughters of the American Revolution Scholarship Award. Carissa Tariba was selected as our school's representative this year. She had to write a timed essay and submit it to our school's level. Once she won the school's level, the post level, the district level, and the state level, her essay was then sent to the regional level, where she is currently competing against seven other state winners. If her essay is selected for regionals, her essay will then be sent to compete at the national level. Overall, the scholarship is $20,000 or $5,000 a year at a four-year university. Carissa is an amazing writer and has made BHS very proud. Congratulations, Carissa.
Thank you, Paige. We here at Raider Radio enjoy listening to older as well as newer songs. We honor this with our song slot, Oldies But Goodies, during which we play one of our favorite throwback songs. Tonight, we are throwing it back to the late 80s with I Won't Back Down by Tom Petty.
No, I stand my ground.
That was I Won't Back Down by Tom Petty. If you're just tuning in, this is Raider Radio on KKRN 88.5 FM. My name is Carissa Tariba, and joining me once more is Billy Covert to discuss a fun Burney High School annual trip. Hi, Billy.
Thank you, Carissa. The College Scholarship Federation, or CSF, and the senior class are going to take their annual field trip to Ashland, Oregon on March 16th to watch the play The River Bride. In the play, a young woman named Helena dreads her sister's wedding. The groom, Durrett, should have been hers, and she knows that her sister, Belmira, only wants to escape their quiet Brazilian town for an exciting new life in the city. But 3 days before the wedding, fishermen pull a mysterious stranger out of the river, a man with no past who offers both sisters an alluring, possibly dangerous future. The play is a part of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, which has multiple shows from now until July 7th. Students look forward to the Ashland trip for not only its play, but for the time that they get to spend in Ashland. Many students use these opportunities to go into bookstores, costume shops, candy shops, and enjoy a nice lunch together as a group. Back to you, Carissa.
Thank you, Billy. There are constantly new stars rising within the music industry, and it is always fun to follow their stories. Currently, an artist on the list of Pop Artists to Watch by Rolling Stone Magazine Australia has been catching the attention of a large portion of today's youth. His name is Choi Sivan, and we here at Raider Radio are big fans, as we have featured a couple of his new songs on the show this year. Choi was born in South Africa and moved to Australia at a young age. His fame began when he started his self-named YouTube channel, which I, personally, have actually been watching for about 3 years. With comedic and teenage-relatable content, Sivan won the hearts of over 3 million subscribers before the release of his first album, Blue Neighborhood. In August of 2014, Choi released his EP, Choi, featuring the hit song Happy Little Pill, followed by his second EP, Wild, in September of 2015. With this successful preview of his style as a musician, Sivan took his music career to the next level with the release of his debut album, Blue Neighborhood, on December 4th, 2015. At only 20 years old, Sivan has kicked off the start of what could be an awesome career. As I said before, I have watched Choi on YouTube for several years now. It is easy to feel like you know YouTubers, as video bloggers on the website are called, because, essentially, they talk to you through a camera on a weekly basis. It has been especially fun for me, as a longtime fan of Sivan, to watch him rise to the top and go after his passions. We hope Choi's streak of success continues on for years to come, and I have faith that his talent will allow this to happen. Thank you for tuning in to Raider Radio, produced by Burney High School students. KKRN is supported by listeners like you and brought to you by and for the community. If you enjoy KKRN's programs, like Raider Radio, you can become a listener supporter by going to the website kkrn.org and clicking on the donate button, or by mailing a check to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. If you would like more information on KKRN Community Radio, you can call 530-337-1101. The show Left, Right, and Center will be on at this time slot next Wednesday and all other Wednesdays of the month. Thank you for listening to Raider Radio, presented by students from Burney High School, and thank you to KKRN for having us. Thank you for tuning in, and we will be back on April 6th. To end tonight's show, we have a song by the artist of interest, Choi Sivan, called Talk Me Down. Enjoy and have a good night.
I wanna sleep next to you, but that's all I wanna do right now. Wanna come home to you, but home is just a room full of my safest sounds. Cause you know that I can't trust myself, it's my 3 a.m. shadow.
I'd rather fuel a fantasy and deal with this alone. I wanna sleep next to you, but that's all I wanna do right now. So come over now and talk me down. Come over now and talk me.